Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Tuesday, we'll have garage clearing skies, mid-40s, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly clear and cold in the upper teens. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, high near 46. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low near 33. For Thanksgiving Day, we'll have sunny skies, high as 60, and Thursday night, clear. Currently, it's 40.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and building. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjuster. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Does the farm and industrial equipment market have you down in the dumps? You keep getting told your trade isn't worth anything and the dealers don't want it on trade. New Frontier Ag wants to help you sell your late model good usable equipment. With nationwide advertising and worldwide buyers, New Frontier Ag will get you more money for your equipment. Specializing in late model clean equipment, New Frontier Ag is your premium connection to premium equipment. Call Sam at 308-340-8989 or go to the website newfrontierag.com. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, just days from Thanksgiving, some turkey farmers are feeling the effects of Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue's decision to pull out of the final interim gypsum rule. Just hours after the announcement, Plainville Farms in Pennsylvania presented its farmers with an updated contract that required the producers to make costly upgrades to their operations or accept a cut in pay. One Pennsylvania farmer is aiming to get out of the business as a result of the new contract. Ike Horst raised 22,000 organic turkeys on his farm, and Plainview is requiring the new owner of the operation install upgrades like new fans, tunnel ventilation, and stationary generators. Renovations will be difficult for all their contract farmers to make in the winter, as they have to find temporary housing for a whole lot of birds. The interim rule would have made it easier for producers to sue the meatpacking or processing companies they contract with. Mike Weaver, the president of the Organization for Competitive Markets, said they finally convinced that if the secretary would have done away with the rules we wanted to get implemented, companies wouldn't do things like this. Weaver thinks that doing away with gyps has emboldened companies to abuse their growers. A report says Monsanto went before an Arkansas judge on Friday to ask the court to stop the state's plan to ban dicamba use from April through October. Dicamba has been the source of complaints from farmers across the state who said the product drifted onto their fields and caused widespread damage. Their state's ban on dicamba expected to go before a legislative panel for approval next month, but Monsanto says the action is necessary because farmers are already buying the product for the next growing season. The company said in its court filing that the ban severely limits Monsanto's ability to sell its new dicamba-tolerant seed and low-volatility herbicide within that state. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
When you're raising cattle, you're running a business, and the path to a profit isn't always clear. Our ag specialists have expertise in all aspects of raising livestock. So when you need help keeping your cattle on the right path and could use some financial perspective, talk to us. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Nelson Power & Light is available for prompt, reliable service, both commercial and residential. Let Jordy Nelson assist with all of your electrical needs, heating and air conditioning service, computer networking, phone system maintenance, and cable wiring needs. He has a bucket truck available for those outside jobs. Insured and bonded, depend on Nelson Power & Light to provide service to Marysville and surrounding communities. Phone number is 562-9222. Just one number to call, Nelson Power & Light, 562-9222.
Rugged Power Legendary Hemi Engine.
This truck is the essence of hard work.
And it's built to deliver on every job.
The Ram 1500 Bighorn.
It's Ram Power Days at Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Beatrice.
Get a 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn with a Hemi right now with up to $11,000 in rebates. This beast is built to haul more than ass.
Test drive one today during Ram Power Month at Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Beatrice or online at twinriv.com.
Must finance with Chrysler Capital. See dealer for details.
Heartland Foods gives their thanks to each and every family member of our U.S. troops. Please remember to recognize our military families for the sacrifices that are being made daily and salute them for their patience and support they give our troops defending America. From the friendly staff at Heartland Foods in Beatrice. Playa Azul proudly salutes the close and extended family members of our United States military personnel in the Beatrice area. The sacrifices you have made for your loved ones serving our country inspire us all. From your friends here at Playa Azul in Beatrice, authentic Mexican food, family-friendly, and the best service.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. The condition of the emerging winter wheat crop in Kansas is mostly good, but some rain would be welcome. The National Agricultural Statistics Service reported that 12% of the wheat is in poor to very poor condition, 32% is rated as fair, with 51% in good and 5% in excellent shape. About 90% of the crop has now emerged. Harvest is wrapping up for the state's other fall crops. Soybean harvest is 94% complete. About 86% of the sorghum has been cut, along with 83% of sunflowers. Thanksgiving is one of the busiest travel times of the year. The Kansas Department of Transportation and law enforcement agencies across the state are working around the clock to ensure that travelers are wearing their seatbelts. The Click It or Ticket campaign aims to reduce the number of fatalities on Kansas roads. Also, watch out for deer and put away your phone. I'm Stephanie Austin.
The Amazon Black Friday Deals Week is on now, with deals across every department. That's all the deals you're looking for, all in one place, available wherever you are. Plus, get free shipping on over 100 million items, with eligible orders over $25. Good times. The Amazon Black Friday Deals Week, from November 17th to 24th.
It's time for some straight talk. You want more data? You want to pay for it? You don't have to. Now Straight Talk gives you more high-speed data than before for the same low price. That's the first 10 gigs at high speed, then 2G for $45 a month, or 15 gigs high speed, then 2G for $55. That's unlimited talk, text, and data on America's largest, most dependable networks. Don't pay more. Get more. Straight Talk Wireless. Best phones, best networks, best deals. Only at Walmart.
A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
After Kansas endured a long budget crisis under Governor Brownback, many observers thought the state would abandon the deep red politics. But now, an even more conservative figure seems to be leading the next year's race for governor. Secretary of State Chris Kobach built a national reputation with his hardline positions on immigration and voter ID laws. His visibility rose after President Trump appointed him to help lead a commission on election fraud. The widow of a Kansas man killed last month by a Barber County undersheriff has asked the court to release video and audio recordings that her attorney says show that her husband was unarmed and trying to obey instructions when he was shot. The attorney says the video captures the Barber County sheriff telling the undersheriff minutes before Stephen Myers was shot with a beanbag round on October 6th that with a little luck, he'll just pass out and die. The sheriff disabled his body camera after the shooting and instructed a deputy to disable his camera. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. The U.S. State Department is looking into whether Nebraska's approval of a modified route for the Keystone XL pipeline will affect the federal permit that TransCanada received in March. A State Department spokeswoman says the agency was aware of the Nebraska Public Service Commission's decision and trying to get more information about it. Federal approval was required because the pipeline would cross the U.S. border from Canada to Phillips County, Montana. A man accused of spying on nude women at a Lincoln Fitness gym and making videos has been sent to jail. Court records say that Jade Hawkland was sentenced yesterday to 18 months behind bars and given 5 years of probation. The county board has taken steps to keep anyone from developing a wind farm in northeast Nebraska's Stanton County. The Board of Commissioners voted yesterday for a plan that does not allow for developers to obtain conditional use permits. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran will visit Frankfort Wednesday morning with a town hall open to the public, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., at the Frankfort Education Center, 119 North Kansas Avenue. With over 40 letters of support and just 3 in opposition presented, the Kansas Historic Board of Review Saturday unanimously approved listing the 130-year-old Pottawatomie County Courthouse in Westmoreland on the National Historic Register. It's hoped the nomination will halt efforts by the county commissioners to proceed with raising the structure and developing a new courthouse in its place. The 3 county commissioners prior to the presentation Saturday had voted unanimously to oppose the grassroots effort to save the structure. A rollover accident in Washington County November 11th on 8th Road near Jade Road resulted in possible injury. The driver, Faith Bikeman of Lynn, declined transport by EMS. Sabetha High School Principal Sherry Harmer submitted her retirement effective end of a school year. A former administrator with Marysville, USD 364, Harmer has served as Sabetha High principal the past 4 years. The MHS state football game Saturday has forced some changes to the planned Christmas opening in downtown Marysville. The Chamber of Commerce will proceed with plans including the shop at home and wind promotion, live nativity and open house on the Kester block Saturday 10 to 2, and Santa's arrival Saturday at 10:30. He'll proceed up Broadway to his house on the Kester block and visit with youngsters until 2 p.m. Stagecoach and camel rides will also be featured. The annual event, coordinated by the retail committee, will be held as originally scheduled this Saturday. Other events, including the Jingle Run and Santa's Christmas Parade, will be postponed until the following Saturday, December 2nd, due to the game Saturday in Hutchinson. Darwin G. Giffrey, age 54, of North Bend, formerly of Wymore, passed away November 17th. A celebration of life service will be planned later with the Laughlin Hova Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Darwin Giffrey.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville is your gift headquarters this weekend. Large Yankee candles are only $14.95, KU and K-State throws are only $7, and Hervis tumblers are 25% off. The largest selection of Melissa and Doug toys in town will be buy one, get one 50% off, and gift wrap and boxed holiday cards are also buy one, get one half off. Wrap it all up this weekend at Reflections.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts even if you're miles away from home with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Well, we had a cold front move through across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, not bringing us any precipitation, but definitely some cooler temperatures as we head through the day and into tonight. And it does look like we'll see gradual clearing skies as we head through the day, and with a high pressure system that will build, looks like we'll see quiet weather tonight all the way through the end of the week and even into the weekend. We're definitely going to see warmer temperatures as well, especially as we head into Thursday and Friday. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Tuesday, gradual clearing skies, mid-40s, wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly clear, upper teens. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, temps at 46. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 33. As into Thursday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 60. Thursday night, mostly clear at 43. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For propane delivery, call on Hoover's in Greenleaf. Propane is a safe, efficient, economical choice for home heating, cooking, and other chores. For propane delivery, call Hoover's in Greenleaf, 747-2201. Offering prompt delivery and excellent customer service, Hoover's is just a phone call away. For your propane delivery needs, call Hoover's in Greenleaf, 747-2201.
Average high temperature late November 52, record high on this day 82 in 1897. The average low 31, the record low was 11 degrees in 1937. Sunset this evening 5:04, sunrise in the morning at 7:13.
It's a day for saying hello, hola, bonjour, and even hey y'all. We'll explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, November 21st, the 325th day of the year. Actress Goldie Hawn celebrates a birthday, and Thomas Edison announced the invention of his phonograph on this day in 1877. This is World Hello Day, which promoters suggest you observe by saying hello to at least 10 people. In which country would you be most likely to get a friendly greeting in return? There have been some attempts in recent years to rank countries by their friendliest factor. One country that shows up routinely in those surveys is Iceland. Despite the cold climate, you'll find the people warm, open, and welcoming. Other countries ranked highly include New Zealand, South Africa, Portugal, Spain, and Morocco. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
4 Carats Fine Jewelry and Gifts liquidation continues. Now get 40 to 60% off jewelry, crystal, watches, baby gifts, and more. Find beautiful gifts that will leave lasting memories for the special people in your life. Be sure to check the 4 Carats Fine Jewelry and Gifts Facebook page for the special of the day for even more savings. That's at 4 Carats in downtown Marysville, 820 Broadway.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. Shaquille Morris scored 25 points. Landry Shamet added 23, and number 6 Wichita State got the Maui Invitational off to a wild start by rallying from an 18-point deficit to beat California 92-82. Cal used its pressure to harass the Shockers into mistakes and missed shots, building the lead to 9 by halftime and 18 within 4.5 minutes of the second half. The Shockers used their full-court press to turn the game around. Barry Brown had 20 points on 9 of 13 shooting, and Kansas State took advantage of 31 Northern Arizona turnovers for an 80-58 win last night. The Wildcats were relentless on the defensive end and scored 38 points off turnovers. They also had 19 steals, which matched a mark that was last reached back in 1976. Mid-America Network Sports.
Save big at Boot Barn this weekend. Cody James and Cheyenne boots for only $119.99. Men's and ladies' flannels for just $24.99. Save 20% on select outerwear and get Carhartt jackets for as low as $59.99. Plus, buy one, get one free on Cody James jeans and get Wrangler Men's original and slim fit rigid cowboy cut jeans for only $19.99. Boot Barn is a must see this weekend.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Black Friday's over, but not at Ace, where you can get big savings all weekend. Get up to 50% off select gifts throughout the store. Plus, save 50% on 300-count Celebrations LED Christmas lights, now just $9.99 after instant savings. And for even more savings, print out our online coupon to save $10 on your purchase of $50 or more. This weekend only at your neighborhood Ace.
Coupon valid on November 25th and 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. Lights offer valid for Ace Rewards members at participating stores.
The Kansas City Chiefs' spot atop the AFC West remained unchanged after the weekend, even if the public perception of them did change. Their lowly loss to the Giants was their fourth in 5 games, but they maintained their 2-game lead on the rest of the division. Still, few think the team that started 5-0 is still a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Coming off Kansas State's 45-40 upset victory at number 10 Oklahoma State, Kansas State wide receiver Byron Pringle and quarterback Skylar Thompson have been named the Big 12 Offensive and Newcomer of the Week, respectively. The conference made the announcement yesterday. The honor was the third of Pringle's career, but the first of the offensive variety. Thompson, a redshirt freshman who made just his second career start, threw for 204 yards and 3 scores on 10 of 13 aim. Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas Jayhawks host Texas Southern this evening, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off live on FM 95.5. State football playoff Saturday. Marysville. It's the air at 1 o'clock, pregame at 12:45 on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover kicks off at 3:30, pregame at 3:15, live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on our website and our mobile app as well.
Football fans, tickets still remain for K-State's final game of the season as the Wildcats host the Iowa State Cyclones this Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 25th in Bill Snyder Family Stadium. A Wildcat 4-pack is just $149, and Ahern Fund members and season ticket holders can purchase general admission tickets for just $35. Get your tickets today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Don't miss the final K-State football home game Saturday, November 25th. Go Cats!
U.S. Cellular in Marysville is accepting applications for a full-time sales position. The right individual must be personable, have great customer service skills, computer and phone technology skills, and must be a team player. Pick up an application at U.S. Cellular, 517 Broadway in Marysville, or submit your resume online to MarysvilleUSCellular at gmail.com.
The holidays are here, and for many, that means it's time to head out to the Christmas tree lot. Selection is the first step to ensuring a beautiful tree throughout the holiday season. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start by checking for freshness. Run your hand along the stem. The needle should be pliable yet firmly attached to the branch. If not, it's time to move on to the next tree. Avoid trees with lots of moss, lichens, vines, broken branches, and other signs of poor care. Check out the trunk. It should be straight and small enough to fit in your tree stand. Remove at least an inch from the base of the trunk before setting it in the stand. A straight or diagonal cut work equally well. Fill the stand with water and check often. Fresh trees can absorb as much as 2 quarts of water in the first 24 hours. Keeping your tree stand filled with water is the best way to keep your tree looking its best throughout the season. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties. Track and record your garden with photos and notes. Share on Facebook and Twitter. And so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The 4 How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Imagine a world in which you could not see anything nor hear a sound. That was this lady's world, yet she overcame the obstacle to touch lives around the world. Her story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. Helen Keller was born in 1880. At the age of 6, teacher Ann Sullivan came to Helen's home in Alabama. Eventually, Annie made a breakthrough with Helen.
The accomplishments of the pair are still amazing today.
She was the first deafblind in the world to graduate from college. She graduated in 4 years with honors, and that was with Annie sitting in the classroom, listening to the lectures, spelling them into Helen's hands.
Lynn Weaver at the Keller Home in Tuscumbia, Alabama, explains there were few Braille textbooks. Helen had to memorize all of those lectures that were spelled to her. She eventually learned to speak.
Helen would make the sound she was feeling because she wasn't hearing anything. When she said it correctly, they would tell her, and then she would practice it until she could remember how you make every sound. She gave speeches all over the world and all over the United States and never heard a word she said.
Helen could not see the world with her eyes, yet she experienced traveling the world around.
She was a counselor for the Foundation for the Blind. She would speak to the government officials wherever she went to encourage them to do whatever they could do to help the blind and the deaf and the handicapped in their country.
Ann Sullivan died in 1936 at the age of 70. She spent 50 years with Helen. Helen continued to inspire others through the words she could not hear, yet moved so many to action.
Helen died in 1968. She was 87. She actually worked till she was 80, traveling all over the world.
Helen's girlhood home, Ivy Green, is open to visitors, a place where you can learn the inspirational story of Miss Keller and her teacher, Ann Sullivan. Traveling the countryside in Tuscumbia, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.
Customized products have the power to personally connect a woodworker with his customers. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. One small business owner shares why it's important to invest locally as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
When it comes to making things by hand, Bob Michaels has woodworking down to a science. His small business in Dousman, Wisconsin, makes beautifully handcrafted works of art that are also functional. Bob has been a woodworker since his childhood, but set out to turn his passion into a business in 2010.
I can picture it in my mind to this day, standing there with my grandfather behind me and just taking that plane and zipping across a piece of wood. And the smell, and I can even tell you what kind of wood it was today. That's how it all got started. So what I did is I started thinking, what could I do that I also enjoy? So I thought, why don't I create something that I'm able to do with horses and also put my talents to use? So I decided to start my hammered horse business.
Hammered Horse makes hoof picks, saddle stands, and cabinetry. The most popular item is the Space Saver saddle stand, a stand that has a locking storage drawer built in. Bob says that the biggest appeal of his business is the fact that everything is carefully handmade, something that he wishes was more common.
Almost all the people that I deal with, they're just so happy. They tell me it's so neat that somebody makes something with their hands still and not mass produced by a big machine. More than just sit the saw and cut things, and you're making something that's really going to mean something to a lot of people.
Bob says he gets a lot of personal satisfaction from talking with his customers and how they're going to use his product. He also loves talking with other people who craft because they can tell the story of how they created a piece. He says that telling the story behind someone's work is important to learning about the piece and the creator. Learn more about Bob's Hammered Horse business at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
Hurricanes disrupting port activity in the United States this year underscore deficiencies in our transportation infrastructure. The Farm Journal report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs in small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Hurricanes Harvey and Irma did a lot of damage to agriculture in the southeastern United States. But Mike Steenhook of the Soy Transportation Coalition says the ripples went much farther out.
You can see where an event that occurs can be quite far removed from where the commodity is grown has a real negative impact on the profitability of the individual farmer. And it's not due to anything wrong that the farmer did. It's simply due to the fact that you've got this choke point now at one link in your key logistics chain.
Steenhook says port disruptions brought on by the hurricanes drew attention to the needs of our transportation infrastructure.
We're always trying to find those ways to make sure that we're not putting all of our eggs in one basket. If we do that, if you've got more of that redundancy and more of that resiliency to your supply chain, it will have a positive impact on farmer profitability and the competitiveness of our industry overall.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has listed 12 states that it says will be hit hardest by a NAFTA withdrawal. John Murphy, Senior Vice President of International Policy at the Chamber, said it's ironic that the states hit hardest by a possible withdrawal are those that helped to elect Trump last year. He said those most likely to suffer would be Midwestern industrial states, the Heartland farm states, as well as border states like Texas and Arizona, which is ironic, he says, because nearly all of them voted to elect President Trump. The chamber analysis looked at data from the American Enterprise Institute and the Center for Automotive Research. Well, following AAA's prediction of record-breaking travel for Americans this holiday weekend, Growth Energy encouraging drivers to take advantage of the value E15 brings. Go to getethanol.com to locate an E15 station while on the road this week. E15 available in nearly 1,200 locations across 29 states, and Americans recently surpassed 1 billion gallons driven on the fuel. Growth Energy partnering with many leading retailers, including Casey's, Cenex, Family Express, Come & Go, Quick Trip, MAPCO, Minco, Murphy USA, Protec Fuel, Quick Trip, Racetrack, Sheets, Thornburg, and others that offer E15 to their customers. E15 approved for 2001 and newer vehicles, which make up about 90% of all the vehicles on the road today. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Seedsmanship at work is at it again, making recommendations on Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans and the Roundup Ready Extend crop system. Developed to deliver the effective weed control you need, these products are placed to perform in your specific fields. It's service you won't get from any salesman, because it's a combination of elite seed performance and expert advice only your channel seedsman can provide. And that's just the beginning, because we know harvest isn't a destination. It's a long road with a brief stop in a place that looks a little bit different each and every year. But no matter what that journey brings, you never have to face it alone, because with Channel in your fields, you've got a seedsman by your side all season long. That's seedsmanship at work. Find yours and learn more about extending your yield with Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans at channel.com. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Check local regulations for specific in-crop use requirements in your state.
Market update from Mid-America Ag Network. Corn still can't seem to get over the hump here. December corn unchanged at 345. March corn down a half a cent at 356, trying to make the grade and get into plus territory all day long, and so far unsuccessful. December Kansas City wheat up 4 1/4 at 420 and a quarter. March KC wheat is up 4 at 437 and 3/4. Soybeans, much like corn, trying to turn things around. January beans down a half a cent at 989 and a half. March beans down 3/4 of a cent at $10.50. December soybean meal down $1.10 at 318.70. January down $1.10 at 320.90. December soybean oil is up 20 points at 34.15. January up 19 at 34.29. So we are seeing some plus signs with soy oil, but elsewhere in the soy complex, everything is in the red. December live cattle up 120, 118.30. February up 150 at 124.52. Later months are all up by well over a dollar. January feeders up 205 at 151.60. March feeders up 187 at 149.92. So things looking good so far for cattle today. December hogs down 80, 61.22. Feb hogs down 115 at 67.32. So we are having some issues with hogs as we roll through our afternoon hours here on Tuesday. December cotton is down 64 points now at 70.73. March cotton down 87 points at 68.98. Crude oil is up. January crude is up 25 cents at 56.67. Feb's up 23 at 56.76. Unleaded gas is higher, but heating oil and natural gas are both down. And a look at the gold contract shows that December gold is up $6.30 at $12.81.60, taking back some
some of yesterday's losses. February gold up 630 at 1286. So looking at mixed numbers, basically, in our futures markets here on Tuesday. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson with another look at global growth for U.S. ethanol after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
I'm not sure anybody could have projected the growth of the U.S. ethanol industry when it was known as gasohol back in the 70s. But over the past two decades, ethanol production has increased rapidly, making ethanol an important component of today's transportation fuels. Listen to this. From 2001 to 2016, global ethanol production grew 400%, from 5 billion gallons to almost 27 billion gallons. And historically, the U.S., Brazil, and the EU were the world's major ethanol markets. In the U.S. alone, ethanol makes up 10% of total gasoline use. Government blending mandates have helped fuel increases in ethanol production and consumption worldwide. For example, China set ambitious targets and boosted production by over two-thirds in the past decade, making it the world's third largest ethanol-producing and ethanol-consuming nation. Despite the global increase in ethanol producers, however, many countries do not meet their mandates. Of the ethanol-producing countries outside of the U.S., Brazil, and the EU, five countries, Argentina, Canada, China, India, and Thailand, account for 80% of the production. And, of course, there is another new commodity coming from the ethanol industry, because production of ethanol from corn, sorghum, wheat, and other grains results in the co-product called distillers grains with solubles, better known as DGS. That's used in animal feed. And apparently, one-third of the grains used to produce ethanol is returned to the market in the form of DGS. Back with a final word after this message.
Stock up on STP antifreeze coolants from the Farmers Cooperative. Purchase three cases of STP antifreeze and earn $1 off each gallon at any of our car care centers. Plus, enter to win great prizes, and one lucky winner will receive two tickets to the Nebraska Husker and Kansas Jayhawks basketball game, plus dinner for two at Misty's on December 16th. Offer good until November 30th. See your Farmers Cooperative today.
Investing in our owner's success.
The United States is the world's largest producer and exporter of ethanol and also supplies 85% of the world's distillers' dried grains with solubles. That is a real boon for corn producers in this country. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Winter is hay feeding time. Do you know its nutritional value? The only way to know what's in your hay is to sample it and have it analyzed on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Test your forages before you feed them to livestock this winter. Once you know the nutritive value of the hay, you can add any missing supplements and rations. Another reason to test is if you're a hay producer for a specific market, such as horses. It's important that nutrition values are constant. Dirk Phillip is an associate professor of forages at the University of Arkansas. He says to take samples from a defined group of bales, ideally from the same field, the same forage base, and same cutting dates.
The minimum 5 bales, I would say, and you take horse samples from that bale on 3 locations around that bale, and you composite that sample into one sample from that lot, and then that one you're going to send in to your laboratory to get a result back, and then you do that for your other lots.
Take the samples as close to feeding time as possible, keeping in mind that it might take anywhere from a couple of weeks up to a month to get the results back. Phillip says the standard test is for total digestible nutrients. However, you can also get any kind of analysis you want for that hay.
The fiber or protein or any other minerals like microminerals or micronutrients, they may be important. If you made hay from a location where you're not really sure if it's safe feed for the cattle, you should definitely test for that if you're unsure about that.
The lab analysis is only as good as the sample given to it. Using a hay probe will allow you to get samples from multiple layers of the bale and increase the accuracy of the results. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about hay sampling at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The United States Department of Agriculture's Crop Progress Report issued Monday afternoon shows that fall harvest is continuing. 90% of the United States corn crop has been harvested, and 96% of the Kansas corn crop has been harvested. 93% of Nebraska's corn has been harvested so far. 96% of the soybeans across the country have been harvested. Kansas stands at 94% complete. Nebraska's soybean harvest is 100% finished. 90% of the United States' sorghum crop has been harvested. 86% of Kansas' crop is finished, 91% in Nebraska, and 83% in Oklahoma. 74% of the United States' cotton crop has been harvested. Cotton harvest is just getting underway, actually, in Kansas. Only 39% of the cotton in Kansas has been harvested, while 60% of Oklahoma's cotton crop has been harvested. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has one other harvest report.
Also, for harvest numbers, we have sunflower harvest reaching 88%. That's 1 point ahead of the five-year average, but behind last year's 93%. Harvest progress slightly behind schedule at this point in Colorado and Kansas, slightly ahead of schedule in the Dakotas.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. In other news, an Associated Press report says Monsanto went before an Arkansas judge Friday to ask the court to stop the state's plan to ban dicamba use from April through October. Dicamba has been a source of complaints from farmers across the state who say the product has drifted to their fields and caused widespread damage. The state's ban on dicamba is expected to go before a legislative panel for approval next month. But Monsanto says the action is necessary because farmers are already buying the product for the next growing season. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT.
KNDY.